Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. When we face disappointment, there is a temptation to believe that life is working against us. Fear and doubt can bring hidden insecurities to the surface and make you question your worth. But life is a co-creative process. Our participation is based not only on our actions, but how we handle and process things, especially when they do not go as we planned. In this week's episode, you'll learn a four-step process that outlines the perspectives and techniques that can help you adapt to any circumstances. You'll learn how to make the best of every outcome, whether it's in your favor or not. What to do when things don't go as planned. Life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. John Lennon. When we face disappointment, there is a temptation to believe that life is working against us. Maybe you didn't get that job you thought you were perfect for, an important relationship went south, or you sustained an injury that slowed you down. Life repeatedly reminds us that it has its own agenda and it owes us nothing. A harsh reality to swallow, especially if you're a planner who feels at home with order and predictability. In fact, all of us have an instinct to feel certain. According to life coach Tony Robbins, certainty is one of our core six needs. We need to feel in control of what comes next to avoid pain and stress. Robbins says that it impacts the risks we're willing to take in life. What's interesting is that we also require uncertainty. We get bored if things become too predictable and seek variety to break the monotony. According to Robbins, we only appreciate the pleasant surprises. The ones that we don't like are what we call problems. But we need them to grow and build character. The key to learning how to balance our need for certainty with our need for uncertainty is by becoming adaptable. Scientists believe that humans are the most adaptive species, and is the reason why we have been able to thrive and evolve. Our adaptive behavior originated 5 million years ago when early hominids had to contend with the Earth's erratic climate. The landscapes changed dramatically over cycles lasting hundreds of thousands of years. Forests turned to grassland. Arid regions were overrun by forests. And it is in this context that the human brain evolved for adaptation. The plasticity of our brain is an evolved characteristic and enables us to change our behavior when needed. But the fact that adaptability is in our DNA does not make it easy to do it in the real world. Unlike other creatures, our focus is not solely on survival. We have a rich and complex interior world that likes to inquire, wonder, explore, and form attachments. Although we have the capacity to switch gears and take a detour when things don't go according to plan, our hearts still get stuck on lost opportunities. Our minds become overwhelmed with fear and uncertainty. Fear and doubt can bring hidden insecurities to the surface and make you question your worth. It's a dark place to be in. I know because I've been there. Even though the first few days sting the most, I found that the sun does eventually shine and life will go back to normal. The dream you had gradually fades away and your inner peace restores. The late actor Bruce Lee said it best. We should strive to be like water because of its fluid nature, he said. Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless like water. If you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle and it becomes the bottle. You put it into a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. When we adapt and go with the flow, it's easier to find perspective in times of difficulty and confusion. A plan not panning out might frustrate you in the moment, but you'll be able to move forward with the knowledge that you'll eventually see its purpose and how it weaves into the narrative of your life. Here are four things you can do when things don't go according to plan. Number one, accept and trust. Acceptance isn't passive. It doesn't mean that we must resign ourselves to a life of mediocrity and unhappiness. It simply requires us to look at things as they are, in the present, and let go of any judgment. We must look at a situation as a detached observer and stop fighting reality. This releases any anxiety and pain that comes from holding on too tightly to your plans. Number two, reframe the situation. The things that happen to us have no inherent meaning. We are the ones who assign meaning to them on context and perspective. Cognitive reframing is a technique that enables us to change the way that we look at something, which in turn changes how we experience it. By shifting your thoughts and reframing how you see reality, you have the power to turn any challenge into an opportunity for growth and learning. Number three, search for alternatives. Often, the reason why we are crushed when something significant to us does not materialize is that we're under the illusion that we have no other options available. With this tunnel vision, we only see limitations and disregard the other possible choices. If you find yourself in such a position, try to broaden your scope. Do a Google search, speak to a friend or a consultant, brainstorm, and you'll find other roads to your goal. Number four, focus on feelings, not a specific plan. All our choices are motivated by emotion. The reason that we do anything is ultimately because of how it makes us feel when we do it. For instance, you attend a concert because the music makes you come alive. You get into a relationship because it gives you a chance to give and receive love. So when a plan doesn't work out, ask yourself what emotions you were hoping to experience and if other experiences can offer the same emotional result. Life is a co-creative process. You're the driver holding the steering wheel, but the terrain is governed by the laws of the universe. If you see this road trip through the lens of an explorer instead of a victim, you'll get so much more out of it. Every detour and bump in the road will be seen as an opportunity for adventure and self-discovery. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.